This is KCUR 89.3. Doug Danforth is a former CEO in the banking industry. Some people would have been ready for retirement and maybe some time with the family and dogs. But in 2009, those dogs inspired Danforth to do something innovative instead. Today, his Linxit pet tag connectors are sold in a growing number of veterinary offices and other stores, as well as online. He spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison about how he got the idea.
The product is a connector to attach pet tags to the side of a collar, to the D-ring of a collar. It's designed essentially to replace the metal split ring, which just about everybody finds to be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to use.
Often cut your finger while you're trying to put the tag on.
Correct. You cut your finger or you need tools. In fact, before I decided to go for it, so to speak, I would pull out one of my three dogs' collars with a split ring attached. Generally, before I even began to talk about it, people would say, I hate that thing. That was really the foundation for the interest. People have such a strong, visceral reaction to the difficulty using that ring. Based on the experience we gained developing our first product, we developed a second product, a companion product, we call it, which is a better pet tag. And we think the combination of both the connector and the pet tag puts us in a position to offer a pet ID solution as opposed to just the connector. We have the whole ball of wax, so to speak, and there is a lot of interest in both of these products.
So your background's in banking. How did you end up being able to design a working new design for a tag?
My background is in banking. It happens that my father is a mechanical engineer. I think I have some of those tendencies. But really, the short answer to your question is that I met a team of people, including machinists, plastics engineers, materials scientists, who helped us develop this product. But that was sort of phase two. Phase one was identifying experts, in our case, five different veterinarians.
Your contribution was really to identify the problem that needed to be solved.
Correct. Identifying the problem, and then probably even more important than that was developing this team, in most cases of experts, not only veterinarians, not only mechanics, but accountants, lawyers, intellectual property, patent and trademark experts, assembling the team who sort of rallied around this idea.
So has this proceeded in all the ways you expected it to, or have there been unforeseen challenges?
Members of my team have said that this venture has been charmed by virtue of the people we've met, the companies that have partnered with us, but it doesn't feel that way all the time. I've commented that this has taken us twice as long, cost twice as much to develop as we expected, and I believe that's par for the course.
For this series, we've talked with people who are still a year or two from selling their first product. We've talked with people with decades of experience under their belt. You launched about 2 years ago. What is this stage of a new business's life like?
I would describe this stage as harvesting the 5 years of work on behalf of the team, harvesting the investment that we have made to essentially take these two products, Linxit and Podentify, and make them available to the world, make it known to the world, satisfy the needs for better pet ID, and essentially commercialize the product. We're in the commercialization phase.
Has your lifestyle changed from the days when you were in more of a corporate setting to kind of running the show in this small startup of a company?
I was at a point in my career where I could step out of the corporate world. I had some financial cushion that enabled me to take what in retrospect was an incredible gamble. We didn't know if we could come up with a product, let alone create any interest or have any interest on the part of our customers. And then for the last 5 years, I've not had a vacation, I think most importantly, there's rarely a time when one is not thinking about his or her new venture. So it's all-consuming, I would say, in a way that is almost can't be imagined by somebody who works sort of a typical job.